Oh, that's right. We got a little Sanford and Son going on, and I have a legend in studio with me here today. I have the one and only Mac Arnold here with us. Boy, folks, are you in for a treat? I can't believe I got him sitting across from me. Talked to him last week on the phone for the Blues Cruise. He was here on Thursday, went to Rochester, New York. I think he might have gone to Pennsylvania, too. And then he came back here, and he's in studio with us today. How are you doing, Mac Arnold?
I'm doing real good.
You're feeling good?
I'm feeling wonderful.
That's right. And you're just 70, right?
I just turned 71.
Just turned 71.
Yes.
So you're enjoying life, I guess, huh?
Life is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
And I'm still chasing it.
You're still chasing it? Well, that's a good thing that you're still chasing life. I tell you what, you got your lovely wife here with us today, too, don't you?
Yes. We've hung together here for, this is like 47 years. 37 years.
Well, who's counting? When you're having fun, who's
That's
counting, right?
After 20 years, it don't make any difference. It's on automatic cruise after that.
Well, it's good you're here in the jewelry store, Matt, because she might need something since you made that faux pas just now.
She's already broke me.
She's already broke me. Well, you know, this certainly is an honor. We talked last week, and you brought your gas can guitar with you.
Yes.
I can't believe all these years you still play the gas can, even though you started out learning on a gas can that you and your brother made.
Yes, this gas can legacy started 1946, and I played for a while, and then I don't know what, I really don't know what happened to the can that we had at that particular time, but I started playing regular guitar later on in the years, and I figured that playing guitar would be something that I really want to do the rest of my life, and then I met up with a young man by the name of Jay Floyd in the Shamrocks in Greenville, South Carolina. That's where James Brown came about.
That's right. James Brown played for you, didn't he?
Yes. but you know, one night we started to play, and we were going to play down in Comhurst, Georgia, and the bass player didn't show up. Well, I had been playing guitar, so I decided I'd play bass that night. And from then on, I played bass.
How about that?
Then, 10 years ago, one of my older brothers and I was sitting down talking, and the gas can guitar came up in the conversation. And we started looking for a can. We're going to build another one and start playing it out. And it took several years to find the cans that we wanted. These cans are very hard to find.
They're special cans?
Yes, this one is from 1951.
Gas can today won't work.
Gasoline can today will not work. They're all plastic. And the ones that is metal is round, or they're too large to put in your arms to play as a guitar.
Sure. Wow. So that's an old gas can, and then it looks like you have a sterling silver spoon holding the strings there, a piece of one. Is that right?
Yes, that came from my wife's grandmother's collection. She's still mad.
Because you cut it off.
Because I cut up her spoon like that.
Well, Mac, I know that you played for many years. You were out in California. You fell in love with the weather out there, if I remember reading the story correctly.
That is correct.
And I guess you had quite a career out there. You were involved with a lot of television. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I first, what took me to Los Angeles, I had a group in Chicago called the Soul Invaders, and we backed up a whole bunch of entertainers that came to Chicago. We were a backup group. And I was doing a fundraiser for Don Cornelius. And he worked at WVON radio station in Chicago. And I found out he was going to do a dance show. So
was that called Soul Train?
The show was called Soul Train.
Right, that's what I thought.
So I moved to Los Angeles after I toured with Muddy Waters. I fell in love with the weather in Los Angeles. So when we got back to Chicago, I said, hey, I'm going to move to Los Angeles, and if anyone wants to move with me, you better start packing because I'm making plans. So when Don told me he was going to do Soul Train from Los Angeles, I said, well, that hits the spot right there. So I moved to Los Angeles in 1970. Well, 1971, we started doing Soul Train. And I was associated producer on Soul Train from 1971 to 1975.
I'll bet that was a real experience, Mac.
Oh, did I meet a lot of people.
I'll bet you saw a lot of things, too.
Yes. And what happened in, well, we were doing it from Hollywood.
Right.
So what happened in Hollywood, stay in Hollywood.
Oh, darn. Are you telling me I can't get any stories out of you?
Well, I have some sweet stories. I had the great pleasure of going to Michael Jackson's house every other weekend because we
How
shot.
How old was he then? He was.
He was still a teenager
okay.
at that time. They lived in Encino, mm-hmm. California. And after we do the show every other week, we would end up in Michael Jackson's house and hang out there and play games in their game room. They had a very large game room that they entertained in, and that's where we would hang out.
Pretty cool stuff. How does a guy from, you really were born in Ware Place, weren't you?
I was born at the Ware Place,
right.
At the McKelvey Place, as a matter of fact.
Okay. How does a guy from Ware Place end up making this fantastic tour?
Well, I just started playing music at a very early age, and by the time I was 15, I wanted to venture out. So I started playing music professionally, and by the time I was 19 years old, I was traveling all over the country.
You must have had great talent, though, because you wouldn't just end up just because you wanted to play music. I mean, there was a lot of people. And being the, weren't you the youngest of 13?
I'm the third from the youngest. Yes, I have a sister below me and a brother below me.
So that had to be, did y'all play music together?
Well, my older brother played guitar. He's the one that I patterned myself after. I wanted to do everything my brother Leroy did. And so that's how I ended up playing the Gasoline Can guitar. And one of my sisters played piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all involved in the Southern Baptist Church, which was New Falksville Baptist Church, which is still alive and well today up at Princeton.
That's so
it's
cool.
In the Honeyer Path address, though, but it's still alive. But yes, there was all of us sung. All of us were entertainers at the church.
And how about your dad? Was he a strict guy?
Oh. A piece of glass is what he was.
A piece of glass?
Yes. He did a lot of work for the churches. He was a real go-getter for the communities.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of charity work. He was all over the place. But I have to say, I had the best dad in the world. He was straight line, and he kept me out of jail.
Well, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the things I know you want to talk about is the charity event that is going on this weekend. It is the CanDoAnything.org. It's a great organization. In fact, we've got your song. We want to play that. We want to talk some more about that. But I also want to talk a little bit about how it was then and how it is today in the world and, you know, what in the world our kids are going to do as they're growing up. It's a tough life for them. So I want to talk about that. Also want you to play something on the gas can guitar, so you stay right with us right here on WCRS. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
I'll tell you what, when you got a man with a gas can guitar, he just can't keep his hands. He's ready to play for you. Mac, why don't you play us a little something? You were just entertaining us here a minute ago.
Yeah, you know, you were speaking a little bit ago about your fine jewelry shop here. I love it. And I've spent a lot of money on my wife on jewelry. I'm going to play the song right here and you'll understand why.
Okay.
I bought my wife a big fine car. Now she ride around like a movie star. Took my money, bought her a house. Now I can't steal, I can't make my vows, cause I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime. I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime. I bought a big house up on a hill. Everyone said I was made a big deal. And spent my money, and now I'm broke. That's nothing. It ain't even a joke, that's why I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime. I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime. I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime. I don't have a nickel. Lord knows I can't spare a dime.
Go the one and only Mac Arnold right here on WCRS. I tell you what, Mac, that was phenomenal right here. I tell you what, I love your music. I love the fact that you can just come up with a song just like that. You know, that's pretty amazing. I like a lot of your music. I like the fact that you like to tell a story.
Yes.
I think that makes it particularly nice to tell a story. I like words, music that has words. I love a good tune, but I like the words.
That's right. I do also. I try to write all of my songs according to the way I live.
Yeah.
True stories.
True stories. Well, yes. Then we should have an interesting time here this afternoon. So, Mac, you know, I know that you lived out there in Los Angeles for 20-some years.
Yes.
Then I guess you decided it was time to come home, huh?
Yes, we have a farm here up there in Pelzer. And my mother got sick after my father passed away about 7 years after. And she seemed to kept getting worse and worse all the time. And I decided that I would move home and get adjusted so I can take care of the farm. She always saw that everything was taken care of, and my father purchased the property back in 1946, so she made sure that everything was good and so we could hold on to the property. So I moved back home, and I had the great pleasures of staying with her for about 3 years, and she passed away 10 years to the date of my father.
How about that?
Yeah, and it was, I was so happy about that because before she passed away, she was talking a couple of years before that. She said, you know, before your dad died, I fell in love all over again. It was just like when we just first met. And I was so happy about that because they were such good people. I think they're together today.
Maybe she forgot that she had 13 children. Maybe that's what made her fall in love all over again.
That's right. That's true. He always made sure those kids were in line, though. His motto was, if you live under my roof, you're going to live by my rules. And we had to do that.
You know, and that wasn't a bad thing, was it?
It was perfect for us because we all grew up to be proud of ourselves and make other people proud of us also. And I hope people are proud of me because I like to carry myself that way.
Well, you know, I don't see why anybody wouldn't. You're just such a fine man, and you've now started this organization, I Can Do Anything. What made you decide to start this organization?
Well, I was looking at the situation that we have so far as music is concerned. We lost our grip on music as a whole, I would say. And that's really my opinion. But around 78, 79, we started losing our grip on real music.
Meaning, what do you mean by that, Matt?
Well, I believe in, if we're going to call music, we should have some music and we should have some lyrics, not some stuff that people can't understand where you're coming from and modeling kids and putting them in jail and they don't even realize why they went to jail. Well, they're modeling after someone that don't care about you. It's one of those situations where if you're not trained at home, you're not trained at all. And I feel that music tells a story. I don't sing any song unless it has a story. And I believe that if we can get children to listen to lyrics about their daily lives and being honest and being truthful and keep vulgar language out of the equation, we got it going on. So
I couldn't agree with you more. It's embarrassing to hear lyrics on the radio or in cars and everything that you go, oh my God, we have a 8, 9, 10-year-old listening to this.
Yes, and it's poison. It poisons the whole system. I understand that everyone has an agenda, and these people would like to make a living at their agenda, but I don't think it's right. I really don't. A lot of people may say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about.
Well, he's old-fashioned. He's old-fashioned, yes, is what they're going to say. Yes,
that is correct, but that is my opinion.
And I second that opinion, Mac Arnold. Yeah, there you go.
So I decided to start a foundation and call it I Can Do Anything Foundation because children that think they cannot play music, we have proved it. Time after time after time, we're playing blues in the schools. Children that haven't even had an instrument in their hands, we put an instrument in their hand, and we teach them a little fundamentals of playing, such as if we were going to play a song, we'd have the kid to play like this.
Just repeat something, yeah. Oh, now you're getting complicated.
See, that goes right back to that. Right. They keep doing that, and we play a whole song around them. We even make up lyrics. We teach them how to compose a song and a whole smear right there. In 1 hour, we do all of this. And the kids are so carried away. We leave an instrument with them, such as a harmonica. We also ask folk to donate old instruments. Old instruments they've thrown in the closet some places they don't think is any good anymore. We'll take those instruments. My guitar player, Austin Brazier, he's a technician on guitars. He built amplifiers. Max Hightower, he's one of those gurus on harmonicas. We have a drummer, Taz Sherritt. He's bad to the bone. He teaches drums also, and Joe Jones play bass. He teaches bass. He plays jazz, funk, rock, blues. No hip hop.
No hip hop. And I guess that rap music too, huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I tell you what, we're here with Mac Arnold. If you have a question for him, pick up that phone, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear the news. We'll be right back. I've got a song I want to play, and I also love another one of his songs. Don't know if you've heard it. What was that song I told you? Gosh, what is it?
I Can Do Anything.
I Can Do Anything. That's the one. What's the other one I told you? I ain't sugarcoating it. Now, that's my favorite one right there. Hey, I tell you what, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders, only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're right back here with the one and only Mac Arnold. I am having a blast here today. I just feel a little guilty. I'm having so much fun here today, but I'll get over it. I'm here with, as I said, Mac Arnold. I want to play one of your songs, Mac, because I just think this is such a good song.
Yes.
And, you know, I could play I Could Do Anything, but I want to play I Ain't Sugarcoating It, because it is just too cool. When you listen to the words on this one, folks, you are really going to enjoy it. Here we go. I Ain't Sugarcoating by Mac Arnold.
Some folks lean to the left, some lean to the right, some lean too far, let's keep the truth out of sight. We gotta stop this fighting, fussing and hate. We need to come together before I ain't sugarcoating. Well, I ain't sugarcoating. Just telling you like it is.
Are you listening to these words, folks? You gotta hear them.
I ain't sugarcoating. Well, I ain't sugarcoating. Just telling you like it is. Young ladies don't make babies just cause you can. The man, young men get busy and act like you care. Pull up your pants, stop showing us your underwear. I ain't sugarcoating. I ain't sugarcoating. Well, I ain't sugarcoating. Just telling you like it is. I ain't sugarcoating. I ain't sugarcoating. Well, I ain't sugarcoating. I ain't sugarcoating, just telling you like
Mac Arnold ain't sugarcoating it. I tell you what, Mac, I think you put that theme across real, real well. I tell you what, pull your pants up. Start doing the right things here, folks. And you know, the thing about family, it is so important. And yet in today's world, we seem to be forgetting about the importance of family, don't we?
That is correct. You know, that's one wonderful thing about our family. We all still get together every holiday. And let's get together and celebrate and see how everyone is doing and keep everybody interested in family values.
Yeah, we just keep going and thinking that there isn't the importance of it, but it is the basis of things. And the other thing that I think is sad that kind of relates to what we're talking about is I think we have a whole generation that have grown up that don't know how to be parents. You know, we started coming up with the idea we needed to be best friends with our kids, and we started having young people have kids younger and younger, so they're almost like sisters and brothers.
That is correct.
We need to have that stand-up person that says, this is right and this is wrong.
That is correct. I think everyone need to start listening to more blues. Blues will tell you some of the things that is not kosher and some of the things that is really kosher.
That's true. Well, you know, when you look at blues music, and we were just talking about you going to Europe and everything, the nice thing about blues, it is America's music.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
And people that haven't ever really heard the blues, there's all types of blues. That's the other thing about it.
Yes, I love that also. You know, we sometimes we're out on the road and someone get recognized as blues and traditional blues, no, but they're playing blues, and I just love it because they have adopted the brand name blues. And that goes a long way with me.
Well, I think the blues is actually resurging because of our economy and all the stuff going on. People are singing the blues a whole lot more.
That's right. and in a negative way. But, you know, when negativeness come about, I'm the guy that always take a negativity and turn it to a possible situation, because if there is something happened that we didn't plan and it's negative towards what we're doing,
right,
we just turn it right around, write some words for it, and use it.
So are you saying that glass is half full? Is that what you're saying, Mac?
That's right. And if they say it's half empty, we say, all right. That's good. We're using half glass, and we'll deal with the other part that's not full.
That's right. Well, you know, you were telling me about your foundation and how you even go to Europe. Now, you work in the schools here in the States, but you also have been to Europe helping with your I Can Do Anything teaching in the schools. I bet that's a phenomenal experience.
Yes. You know, every kid in Europe doesn't speak English. They teach English there, though.
Mm-hmm.
But every kid don't speak English. But when you start performing, it all happens in one language. Whatever language that they speak, it becomes English. And we get along great. They have a great time, and we just have a lot of fun doing it. We use the same style of teaching the blues in Europe as we do here in America.
You know, that is phenomenal. Now, I know that your whole idea is through music education, and we have started because of cost and everything. They have cut back on music in the schools just because they felt that you've got to have reading and writing and those other subjects. But what do you have to say, Mac?
Well, yes, we need reading and writing for sure in the other subjects. But please don't leave out music and arts, because that is the dressing on the rest of your life. If you don't have music in your heart and some creativity, I feel that you'll be lost somewhere along the way, because even our electronic nowadays, you have to be creative to deal with that. So why not start out early? Start in school being creative.
Oh, I, you know, and I think that makes a difference, too, because your creativity grows. when it starts young in school.
Yes, it does. Mine started with a gasoline can and locally. Now
gas can and matches right now.
Yes.
That's right. Became an explosive experience with that guitar, right?
That's true. And the guitar, now it has grown so much until it's taking me all over the world. So that's how I feel about arts. Arts should begin in school, not at home. We should train our children at home. They should be taught at school.
Yes,
from all aspects.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. We are here with the one and only blues man, Mac Arnold, right here in the studios of WCRS, right here at Sharp Facets. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to play I Can Do Anything. It's a takeoff on another song, isn't it?
Yes,
I can do anything, you can do better.
I never thought of it that way, but...
There you go.
You are port.
There you go. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, I can do anything. Mac Arnold here with us today. Listen to the song. I can do anything, Mac Arnold. That's a good song. Good song that you wrote there.
Thank you so much.
And I guess we should talk a little bit about what's going on this Saturday up there in Greenville. You want to tell us about what's going to be going on?
Yes. In West Greenville, South Carolina, we're going to be performing. First of all, and second of all, a young man by the name of Brian Kelly has been following us around shooting photos for the past 10 years. He's taken photos everywhere, basically, that we've been around the United States. And he put on an exhibit for me.
How about
and
that?
It's in the Village Studios in West Greenville, South Carolina. I just left that a little while ago, and it's beautiful.
Looks like you.
I would love for everybody to see it. Yes,
it looks like you.
I look at some of them and say, oh, is that me? Am I that pretty?
I always look at photos and go, oh, my God, look at that angle. Yeah. But so they have a nice photo exhibit up there.
Yes.
And is this for your Can Do, I Can Do Anything Foundation, is it going to be at this the Village Arts Gallery?
Yes. We will have folk there. In fact, the Round Towners of Greenville, they are a volunteer group, and they're going to be hosting the event for us, and we're going to have silent auction. We will have photos for giveaway. We will have door prizes, and we will have wine tasting. We will also have a certificate from Cityscape Winery that will serve 12 people, and with cheeses and crackers and a variety of wine.
So someone can win that.
Someone can win that also through the I Can Do Anything Foundation. And the foundation is for the preservation of music and arts in our public schools. And all net proceeds will be donated to the foundation. And all the instruments that people would like to bring, please bring your instruments to us, and we will make sure that some kid that is just ripping their heart out trying to find someone that will donate them an instrument, we will donate the instrument to them.
I think it's terrific. Now, that is going to be at 1278 Pendleton Street, which is in the Village Arts Gallery in West Greenville.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, there's another big announcement, too, isn't there? You've decided you're just not busy enough with this traveling around and playing the blues. You have to open a restaurant, too, Matt?
Yes. September 2nd, we're targeting to open a restaurant for me. The restaurant will be called I Can Do Anything. No, I'm sorry. The restaurant will be called Plate Full of Blues Music.
Plate Full of Blues Music is restaurant. The restaurant. Okay. Plate Full of Blues
Music Restaurant.
Okay. And what kind of food are you going to serve?
We will be serving fusion food. And the food is consisted of fresh vegetables,
mm-hmm.
Chicken,
mm-hmm.
or pork,
right,
or beef.
Okay.
And I grow the vegetables.
You grow the vegetables too?
I grow the vegetables. I have a farm in Pelzer, and we grow everything organic, and we'll be serving them at the restaurant.
You know, Matt, how important is our food source? You know, a lot of people say, oh, we've got to eat vegetables and everything. But how important, if you're into organic, you must believe that knowing where our food comes from is very important.
Very, very important. It may not affect you now or from taking in pesticides and insecticides and fertilizers. But it will show up sooner or later. It's sort of one of those things, whatever you put in your body is what you're going to have. You try not to put food that isn't kosher in your body. So that's why I decided I would grow organically. I only grow with a lot of water, which I haven't had to use my well this year.
That's for sure.
Thank God I haven't had to use my well. But I have an irrigation system, and I use compost, tree limbs, tree leaves, grass, and that's all.
Wow.
That is it.
So what do you do when you're on the road, though? I imagine that's kind of difficult when you're on the road.
I try to find these little windows that I can work on the farm and then go play for 2 or 3 days, 4 days, and then come on back and get back on the farm again. If I can keep those little windows, I can do pretty much perfect farming.
Yeah, that's true. But how do you do as far as being on the road? Because, you know, that's one of the most difficult things, traveling on the road and trying to get good food.
Well, we try to seek out places that serve food that is green.
Mm-hmm.
We try to go to sub shops that have fresh vegetables, and we try to deal with that. You know, although sometimes we run into places that doesn't deal with organic food, but we just have to make do with what we get, and when we can't get what we want, we eat less.
You know, one of the big things that is such a big problem in today's world, you know, when we're talking about food, and I love talking about food, is the obesity issue that we're dealing with. And South Carolina, my goodness, we are heavy people here.
Well, not only South Carolina, I play all over the world, and we have heavy people everywhere. And it's because of the foods that we eat. Now that I've stopped eating so much commercialized food, I used to weigh like 205 pounds at one time.
Not now.
I've got down to like 175 pounds when I started eating correctly. And I don't have any problem eating something that I don't need to be eating and gaining weight. The weight, it just don't happen.
Yeah. Well, you look pretty healthy. I will say that for you, Mac. For let's see, what did Travis Haddock say that he wrote a song? I'm pretty good shape for the shape I'm in.
That is correct. So my saying, I'm in great shape for an old guy.
For an old guy, 71 years old.
Yes.
He's opening a restaurant at 71.
That is correct. And the food that we prepare is going to allow me to live another 25 to 30 years at least.
Phenomenal. Well, you know, this weekend, now, if people would like to go, all they have to do is come on up to Greenville, West Greenville, to 1278 Pendleton Street.
Yes.
Do we happen to know a telephone number? Vonda, do you know a telephone number for the gallery up there, or just look up Village Arts Gallery?
Village Arts Gallery, yes.
Village
please.
Arts Gallery. Okay, yes. Look that up if you've got questions. Now, what time is that going to be going on?
We'll open the doors at 6 p.m.
Six, okay.
Yes, and we'll have tickets at the door.
At the door.
There will be prizes from the tickets. The tickets will have stubs, and so you'll have a great chance of winning something.
That's terrific. Now, how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $20.
$20, and it's for ICanDoAnything.org, so this is a donation, and you'll have a great time. And are you going to be playing, too?
Yes, my whole band will be playing, and we'll start playing at 7, mm-hmm. and we will play until they run us out of the building.
Till the blues can't stand it anymore.
The blues can't stand it.
Mac Arnold, it certainly is a pleasure, and I am so pleased that we picked up the phone, called you, and had you come down to the radio studio today.
It's my great pleasure, and anytime that you all feel that I can fit in, just call me.
We will do that. We will do that. This has been just a real treat. I Can Do Anything is his foundation. He does it not only here in the United States, but travels overseas. In fact, you told me you are headed in the fall, right, over
yes.
to Europe?
October, third week of October, we will go to Europe, and we will come back about the 28th and the 29th of November.
That's going to be a fun time. Does the whole band go?
Yes. We'll be traveling to Belgium, to Germany, France.
In time for the wine festival? No. Oktoberfest?
That's right. That is correct.
That's true. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Any other stories you want to share with us this afternoon, Mac Arnold?
Well, you know, my brother Leroy, he started this gasoline can legacy back in 1946.
And that was because your dad wouldn't let you all have a guitar, right?
That is correct. And he went to Florida, and my brother took one of his gas cans and cut holes in it and made himself a guitar, took it to school. They were in a contest. He won the contest, and I found out about it. I was very young at that time. So every time my brother would leave home, I'd play his gasoline can guitar. And today, we still have the gasoline can guitar legacy in our family.
How did your dad feel about the gas can? What about the fact that you tore up a gas can? I just can just imagine back in that day.
Well, you can't. You imagine that he tore up the can, but can you imagine my father tearing up his pants?
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? He was probably better for it.
Yes, that is the truth.
That is the truth. Mac Arnold, such a pleasure to have a true legend with us right here in studio. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Thank you, too.
All right.
Thank you very much.
This is WCRS. Play it a little bit for us, Mac.
When I was a young boy,
I had a good time
down on my daddy's farm.
I had to work really hard.
He used to tell me,
Son, straighten up.
Work is very hard. But if you listen to me and do as I say,
you do just fine, son.
You'll be a man.
Or
we all can depend on one day.
Oh, man,
and right now your backbone ain't nothing but a grill saw.
Stand up straight,
and
young man.
Now your backbone ain't nothing but a grill saw.
Thanks so much, Mac Arnold. Bravo, bravo, grazie, grazie.
Thank you.
All righty.
Grazie.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.